You toss and turn, arranging pillows for the third time in the last hour. You check your clock to calculate how many more hours you can squeeze in before the alarm blasts you awake. The next day, and probably the day after, you're low on energy and your productivity sags. If this sounds like your nightly routine, you're among two-thirds of Americans who experience sleep difficulties. Luckily, you can take simple steps to help get the sleep your body needs. A good place to start is with a sleep diary to help identify sleep patterns or habits that may be preventing you from getting needed rest. Simply record your sleep practices for 7 consecutive days and discuss noticeable problems with your doctor. Sleep experts suggest the following tips for sheep counters and warm milk drinkers alike. First, make plans to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. But don't go to bed unless you feel drowsy. It's best if you use your bed for sleeping only, not for working or television. Try to exercise daily, but not immediately before bedtime. Also, take steps to control your nighttime environment with quiet surroundings and darkness. Make sure the room is not too hot or chilly, and consider using familiar background noise to help you fall asleep. A fan or even a white noise machine works well. You'll sleep better if you limit or completely eliminate alcohol, caffeine, and nicotine, especially before bedtime. If you're hungry, have a light snack, but avoid heavy meals before you sleep. And finally, make sure to find a way to relax mentally before bed. Don't use bedtime as worry time. If you can't fall asleep within 30 minutes, or if you wake up in the middle of the night, have a plan. Get out of bed and engage in a soothing activity such as light reading or listening to soft music, or try a warm bath to relax tense muscles. And remember, everybody has an occasional night of insomnia now and then. If sleep troubles continue, talk to your doctor to rule out a possible sleep disorder. I'm psychologist Dr. Richard Flanagan.